There are a number of scripture passages that address the issue of theological cults, and a couple of them would be things like Matthew 7:15-23, where Jesus says, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." And then he says, "You will know them by their fruits." Now, the interesting at the close of that passage in 21-23, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." He says, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, do we not prophesy in your name? Your name cast out demons. Your name perform many miracles.'" And then he'll say, "I never knew you." And there, that's a clear passage that should cause pause for people, because it tells us there are people who think they are Christians, but really what they are is they're false disciples. They think they believe in Jesus, but they're the victims of a false prophet who came and looked like a real Christian pastor. So actually, the scripture is full of warnings against false teachers coming in. 2 Peter 2:1-3 tells us that false teachers will come in and secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Now, the whole idea of false teachers coming in secretly, well, how do you do that secretly? It's actually pretty simple. Is one of the tenets of cults is that they use the same words we use. They use the words Jesus and Christ and atonement and salvation, but they mean something different by it. And people who lack discernment in this area take them as Christian teachers, and hence they become the victims and become false disciples. So there's a couple of passages like that, or Galatians 1:6-9. Even if an angel from heaven comes and preaches a gospel different than I've preached to you before, let him be accursed. Or 2 Corinthians 11, that you've been deceived by Satan's craftiness, your minds would be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Because then Paul goes on to say, if one comes and preaches another Jesus, or you receive a different spirit or a different gospel, you bear this beautifully. So the point is that there are false Jesuses, false prophets, and our enemy, our worst enemy is from within, not from without. I don't believe the church has ever truly been defeated spiritually from without, but we fall and are defeated spiritually from within because of false and weak Christian leaders who don't know or stand for the scriptures.